The embarrassment at Texaco, however great, does not quite equal that company's record for egg amassed on corporate face. That happened in 1940, when the oil company was supplying oil to Nazi Germany after war had broken out in Europe, but before the U.S. was in the war. The British journalist Anthony Sampson wrote about this in his 1975 book, The Seven Sisters. According to Sampson, Texaco's president, Torkild Reber, had made a deal with Hitler's deputy, Hermann Göring. Oil would be delivered to neutral ports and bartered for German tankers. And Texaco would contribute some diplomatic assistance, too. Texaco's German lawyer, one Gerhard Westrick, was set up in New York with an office at company headquarters to try to win friends and influence people on behalf of the Germans. All these arrangements were disclosed by British intelligence working through the New York Herald Tribune. Reber was discredited and ousted. Westrick went back to Germany. And 21 years ago, Sampson wrote this. Texaco's company history makes no mention of the incident. It was all got up by the Jews, one Texaco man told me. But at this time, that's 1940, Texaco initiated a rare act of patronage, sponsoring the weekly radio broadcasts of the Metropolitan Opera, uninterrupted by advertising, which have continued ever since.
Texaco presents the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome, opera lovers in the United States and Canada. This is Milton Cross inviting you to the 10th Sunday.